Welcome to the Unfading Truth Bible Reading Plan. Today we're reading Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 through 14. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice, and he's the only high priest that you need. Hebrews chapter 10, let's start reading at verse 11. Talking about the Old Testament priests here and how they would fulfill their duties and obligations. Verse 11 begins, "Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." Well, we're looking at question and answer 31 of the Catechism this week, wondering why it is that Jesus is called the Christ, a word that simply means anointed. And that answer is because Jesus has been ordained by God the Father, and he's been anointed with the Holy Spirit, so that he could be what we saw yesterday, our chief prophet and teacher. Well, today we're going to focus on the fact that Jesus is anointed to be our only high priest, who has set us free by the one sacrifice of his body, and who continually pleads our cause with the Father. Today's summary and Dig Deeper post are written by Pastor Joe Steinholt from Laverne, Minnesota Christian Reformed Church. We all have our daily routines and chores that need to be done at home and work. Engines need regular oil changes. Dentists recommend brushing your teeth twice a day. No matter how large of a meal you had yesterday, you're still going to be ready for another one today. And as long as there are meals, there's cleaning up to do and dishes to wash. The priests we read of in the Old Testament were never done with their work. Every day, morning and evening, they made sacrifices on behalf of the people. Each day they gave offerings to God and practiced purification rituals to be qualified to enter God's presence. Over and over, every day, the priests were at work making sacrifices to God. The guilt and sin piled up each day like dirty laundry. However, the book of Hebrews reflects on why the Old Testament purification rituals and sacrifices ceased in the New Testament church. There's a reason why you do not pass by animal sacrifices in the church parking lot on Sunday morning. These rituals are no longer required because Jesus fulfilled and accomplished what the sacrificial system could only pledge and symbolize. Jesus accomplished a complete cleansing and forgiveness of sins. Let's dig a little bit deeper. After a hard day's work, you might look forward to sitting in your favorite chair and putting up your feet. When you get to that point of the day, sitting down signifies that your work for the day is done. However, that time can be short-lived, since there's likely going to be more work the next day. So verse 11 paints the contrast between the priest continually standing and working away in a job that would never be complete, and Jesus making one sacrifice and sitting down. Yet Christ offered the one perfect sacrifice, and then he sat down. Sitting at the right hand of God tells us that his work is done once and for all. He has entered the most holy place before our God as our only high priest. He has made a way for us to be sanctified and to enter God's holy presence where he is. Jesus is not idle on his throne either, but he's actively interceding for us in prayers, just like the priest would pray for the people in the holy place. So even though we add to our guilt every day, Christ has made the complete and eternal payment once and for all. And that's good news. That's good news in a world where there always seems to be more work. As you pray today, use the AAA prayer method, where you begin by acknowledging God. today from our passage you can acknowledge your Father, who sacrificed his own Son as a complete payment for our sins. And acknowledge the fact that Jesus is there interceding and praying for you even as you pray this prayer. Then you can align your life with God's will. Do so by confessing your sins, understanding that Christ is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then you can ask God for what you need. Remember, everything else that you hear today will fade away. But the word of the Lord is unfading truth.